Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. This is the second episode in a two-part series about how to buy a home with someone else. In part one, I covered ways unmarried and married co-buyers can legally own property and what to know about getting a mortgage. In this episode, you'll learn how to create a property ownership agreement that prevents future misunderstandings and protects your finances, no matter what happens in your relationship. Buying a home or investment property with a domestic partner, friend, or business associate can be very exciting, but it's also a serious leap of faith. What happens if you don't agree on how to manage the property? What if one person has an unexpected financial hardship and can't pay the mortgage or wants to sell out? What if your romantic relationship turns sour and you break up? These are the kinds of issues that need to be worked out when you commit to buying real estate with someone else. Otherwise, you risk getting into fierce arguments or even a lawsuit down the road. The best way to avoid problems is to create and sign a property ownership agreement before you commit to a real estate purchase. While anticipating every possible disagreement with a co-owner might be impossible, especially when the future looks bright, here are five major issues to flesh out in a property ownership agreement. Number one, ownership percentages. These must be determined if you take title as tenants in common, which I covered in part one of this series. So be sure to go back and listen to episode number 305 if you need clarification. You can create ownership splits based on how much money you contribute to the purchase, but that isn't required. For instance, if you decide that one owner will be responsible for maintenance, he or she could receive 60% ownership, even though you both pay 50% of the down payment. The second issue for your property ownership agreement are ongoing expenses. These are regular costs and unexpected repairs that are just part of life as a homeowner. You'll be responsible for monthly mortgage payments, property taxes, home insurance premiums, utilities, and many other maintenance costs. So specify how you'll allocate them and who will remit payments. If you contribute more to the down payment than your co-buyer, perhaps he or she could pay for all the expenses until you're caught up. Then you could split all costs down the middle going forward. Another option is to divide costs in the same percentage as your ownership shares or down payment contributions. And if you own a vacation property with someone else, you could split expenses based on the amount of time you spend there each year.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have all the garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center and update your backyard. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with Terrace Board Landscape Edging. Available in black or brown, it's easy to install and blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. Save big on landscape options at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The third consideration for your property ownership agreement are tax benefits. These can really add up for a home. You can claim tax deductions for certain expenses, such as mortgage interest, mortgage insurance premiums, property taxes, and purchase points. However, to claim mortgage-related benefits, you must own the property, be legally responsible for the debt, and be able to prove that you actually paid the expenses. If you aren't on the mortgage or don't have a legal agreement that shows you're accountable for the debt, you won't be entitled to the mortgage interest deduction. So consider how you'd compensate a partner who doesn't qualify for money-saving tax deductions when another partner does. It's a good idea to consult with a tax accountant for help when it comes to sharing tax benefits for a home owned with someone who isn't a spouse. The fourth topic to cover in your agreement is called encumbering. This is when you use your interest in a property as collateral for a loan. Since tenants in common can use their interest as security without consent of co-owners, that could lead to big trouble if one owner doesn't pay their debt. Therefore, I recommend that your agreement prohibit owners from encumbering the property without getting prior approval of all owners. And the last topic is selling out. This can be the most difficult part of owning real estate with someone else. What if your relationship ends, or one of you wants to move cross country for work, or you discover that you don't like the neighborhood after all? It's a good idea to have protections in place if you want to keep your home, but a co-owner wants to sell. That's because a co-owner doesn't need your approval to sell or give away their interest in a property. For instance, let's say Jay and Lisa are tenants in common with 50-50 ownership. Lisa wants to move out, so she quietly sells her interest in the property to her mother. Jay, he's not happy about that. If Jay and Lisa had an ownership agreement giving him a right of first refusal to purchase her interest, then he would have had the opportunity to buy Lisa out. Also, consider how you'll decide on a sale price if one owner buys out another or you put the property on the market. No matter if you buy a home on your own or with a partner, always view it as a business decision and consider what would happen if you absolutely had to sell the property in 1 year. It's easy to get swept up in the beauty of a home, its decor, its neighborhood, or the new lifestyle that you envision there. But take a step back and view every real estate purchase as an investment, even if it's going to be your home sweet home. To read a transcript of this show, connect with me on Facebook or Twitter, or sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter, visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 306, called How to Buy a Home with Someone Else, Part 2. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.